Welcome to The Watching Dead, the officially unofficial podcast for The Walking Dead on AMC. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And today we're talking about Season 6, Episode 8, entitled Start to Finish. All of it. It's everything. Start to finish. We just got done watching
it. It's start, I guess, in an arbitrary time and middle point.
Yeah, it's kind of close to the beginning, to the middle of
nowhere.
Unless
the mid-season Oprah 609 is called, you know, Start to Finish Part 2, I got to call bullshit.
It might be. I mean, I don't know if this show has done that before, but I've certainly seen shows do it.
I don't know. Maybe it was one of the monologues.
Star Trek did it.
Maybe it was one of the monologues that they did.
Yeah, it totally was.
It's like a direct call out.
Deanna said
start to finish.
Yeah.
Barley equals intellect.
Star Trek to finish. What did you think about this episode? Were you overwhelmed? Were you nonplussed? Were you ambivalent, benevolent?
It's kind of cool to see them trot out the season one cover by the guts kind of, you know, glory days.
I mean,
I just got to say that Carol and Morgan's moral battle in the midst of the zombie invasion is just the most tedious thing I've seen. And then to cap it off with a Rosita, Tara, Eugene, letting that wolf win the hostage standoff.
Yeah.
Like,
Morgan.
I've seen these people land headshots from moving vehicles, and from 10 foot away, they forget how to fucking put something through the O-ring. I think that's dumb. Like, it's dumb to be a cop and be like, okay, I'm putting my gun on the ground when you've got to drop on somebody with a gun to the hostage's head. But at least in the larger context of you have backup and there's other police and this guy's not going to get away, fine. Zombie apocalypse, it's just stupid to do that. So, like, that whole plot, like, him how do you defend Morgan at this point?
That's the thing I thought you were going for is, why have this argument right now?
How does Denise forgive Morgan at this point?
Yeah, like, there's no way you can.
Like, okay, that's your philosophy.
Yeah.
You are endangering this is Herschel's farm, right? It's like, okay, that's your philosophy that everyone is alive, you know, that all these zombies are alive, we got to round them up, whatever. But you're putting us all at risk for your own personal philosophy. It's even worse for Morgan because he's a guy that just came along randomly.
And yeah, so this
decides
is...
he's going to impose his own conscience and will on these people. And he's just one.
He does,
had an accomplice.
He does.
I mean, but he's one man, he's got to sleep. Like, that's...
But here's
every time
the thing.
He closes his eyes, it's an unconscionable breach of confidence of these people.
I agree with everything you're saying about Morgan. Here's the thing. The universe is telling him, fuck your morals, Morgan. Fuck your ethics. Fuck your Aikido, whatever bullshit you've learned. It's not working. And it's just another example. Rick comes back and he says, look, people with a gun attacked me. You let them go.
Yeah.
Your shit is stupid, and now here he is again making a stupid decision. He's got to either at some point learn the lesson and come around and say, okay, maybe not all life is precious, or he's got to get his ass
killed.
But
what's Denise? So what's Denise doing being left alone in the room with him? She's not treating his shit.
No, she's not.
Morgan got around to looking at the wound, I guess.
Like, I get it. Morgan is trying to cordon Carol away from, like, cordon her off from the wolf so she can't kill him.
But Denise is left. I mean, the guy's hands are
bound.
That's
the problem. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't... She's one of those soft Alexandrians. And Morgan, if he knows anything, he's got to at least know that. I don't know. That stuff was just really tedious and eye-rolling to me.
The part where they were dancing around with a knife and a bow were
what
like...
What about Carl defending Ron? Yeah. Like,
I don't know
what
Carl's game is here. Like, does he think he can really change his mind?
I don't know.
Like, I'm going to be so cool to Ron that he's going to have no choice but not to kill me.
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to find anything interesting about the Ron situation at this point.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in what's going on in the Sam deal, but I feel like that they honey-dicked us a little bit with that because... we're right in the middle of them. What did you think about the way they left the finale? That we're right in the middle of this plan, and he's saying, Mom, like, he's acting like the kid who's waited in line for 45 minutes to ride Space Mountain. I don't know, like, and do you think they're going to come... What are the odds that they're going to come right back next season with this in the middle of it? Because I feel like they're going to cut... Episode 1 is going to be about what's going on with Daryl. Daryl, what's on the viewer's mind is not
maybe
not this Guts action, not Guts Part 2 with Rick and Jesse and her family and fucking Gabriel. Like, half, that's the thing, half of the people in this group, I'm really intensely interested in seeing if they live or die. Half the people, I'm actively rooting for them to die. Like, Father Gabriel, Sam, yeah. Ron, there's probably another one that I can't think Morgan. Of right now. Well, I mean, he's not in that group, but... Yeah.
Oh, of that particular group.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Jesse, honestly, because she's in the way of Michonne. They're like fully half the people, I hope they die, and that's kind of who I expect is going to die.
All right.
Like, Michonne's not going to die. Carl's not going to die. Rick's not going to die. Come on.
You bring up an interesting point, though. I think there's a love hexagon forming in this group between, like, Tara and Sasha.
What's that thing
and
on
Denise, is that her name?
Yeah,
Patricia?
What's that thing on the Big Bang Theory where it's rock, paper, scissors, lizard, laser, Spock, or something like that?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. No, like I see what you're saying. But continue.
Yeah. So, like, that's got to break bad. I mean, Abraham just professed his love for Sasha, and
right.
Rosita's pining after him. There's nothing good when Abraham comes back for
right.
her.
Right. And Tara's calling Rosita beautiful after she accepted a smile kiss from Denise. She's
what's
just fist
going
bumping
on?
Left and right. Whoever will return the...
Rick's kissing Jesse. We know he's going to get with Michonne, so what's the deal?
Do we?
Oh, I... Yeah.
You think that's a
oh, yeah.
Jim Jones guarantee, huh?
Michonne's going to bring him back from the brink of insanity.
And also, like, this stuff of Deanna, like, her defiant roar at the end, I thought was dumb, especially in the context of...
I wish she had blown her head off.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd been funny if Rick had hacked her a little bit with that mission, that hatchet, too, for trying to go in. Because I... At first, I'm like, well,
oh,
of course Deanna's gone in there, and she's going to be hugging her and rocking her, and I'm like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But then to see her just kind of collapsed over looking like a zombie in the crib trying to get at a fresh fried turkey, I'm like, oh, he's gonna get hacked a little bit.
Good stuff.
She needed to get hacked a bit. Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. Just want to hold your baby one last time for whatever reason.
Like, ask her to talk that through, that logic. Like, okay,
know.
So what happens if I don't come up here and
yeah.
you're holding my baby locked in this room for one last time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever think of that, lady?
No.
Did you ever think of that? No.
No, no.
She's
not had her barley. She needs a lot more barley. She's just too stupid.
Yeah, I guess so.
But no, it's like I never really connected with her as an authentic character. And, you know, her being... and also, where was Spencer?
I felt like there were a lot of legs left
like,
on
I felt,
her character.
I felt like the only valid reason to have her strung out in the long death is so Spencer can get in there and they can have some kind of emotional moment.
He's in timeout.
Apparently
he's not allowed to do anything.
I don't know where the hell is he? Do you know?
They didn't show him the whole episode.
Yeah.
He must have run off.
Would be interesting if he like shame exiled and like Glenn and Enid are gonna find
oh,
it also the Glenn and Enid
that.
Thing was put on pause. Like, it's essentially they were on screen just enough to espouse each other's worldviews,
yeah,
with no real resolution, and then they're good for a couple of months, I guess.
Yeah. On the other hand, I did like a lot of the Walker stuff. I mean, there was a lot of action as far as Walkers busting in and surrounding people, and you know, and everybody's not going to be super smart when there are 1,000 Walkers running into town.
But is it too much to ask Rick, like, what did he think he was doing killing 6 zombies?
I'm not
that
sure.
Wouldn't have been better sprinting ahead of the crowd and making sure everyone's getting to safety
and saving those bullets and just
yeah.
all of the above, you know?
Yeah like shooting 6 zombies when there's 500 behind them does nothing.
I also thought, like, Deanna's character still had some legs left. Like, right. I felt like she could have done more, and then maybe she went out a little prematurely.
Well, but... and, you know, when she goes out, like, if you're going to go out like that, why not have you go out the back door firing and screaming and try to pull some of those zombies away from the front door so you don't have to go through a little
yeah.
gauntlet of zombies?
Yeah, it's the
like, if that was your plan, you're not ready to go, then do something that's actually going to be effective.
Yeah.
Killing 6 zombies on the second floor of Jesse's house or wherever the hell they're at, isn't that going to accomplish anything?
No. No, I mean, you get a 6-for-1, but... That's it.
Yeah, and those zombies were not hurting anybody in the grand scheme of things. They're upstairs where no one was at anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's sprained ankle girl in the pet shop. Right?
Oh my God,
all
so many
again.
Ankle weaknesses. Like Matt,
Carol, what are you doing?
Everybody's.
Carol?
Have you tripped in your adult life as many times as these people have tripped in these last 8 episodes?
Definitely
like,
not.
main characters tripping when running from zombies is becoming a trope that this they need to put on the shelf and wait a couple seasons to pull it off again. Because I just don't buy it. Like, it would be one thing if it's broken ground out in the woods or something, but a residential fucking street, a sidewalk.
Does she trip on the bullets or does she drop the bullets?
I don't know. She probably tripped on the bullets.
Because if she trips on the bullets, maybe, maybe you lose your footing on bullets, sure.
Yeah, it's not a great way to end the season, I didn't think. Especially since...
Yeah, like, there was a little give and take.
The season is up here in the beginning, and then it just kind of steadily... It kind of leveled off there around Morgan. And again, we talked about if you view those in a vacuum, then maybe they're okay.
Yeah.
But just kind of steady descent into mediocrity towards the back half. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I got to say, the ending of this... Like, I looked down, and I was like, oh my god... It's almost over. Is anything really cool going to happen? Because I didn't feel like anything really cool happened. The cool thing kind of happened last episode.
Right, the tower fell falling. Over. Yep.
And then we get a repeat of that. And then, yeah, it was cool to see a few walkers walk into this town, surround stuff, and I like that. But it didn't feel like the high of the finales that we usually get. That get me saying, all right, well, they pulled it out, and I'm coming back next season, ready to go.
There just wasn't a lot of stakes. When you got Ron versus Carl, I mean, what's he going to do, blow Carl's head off? And as like we said, we've got this group of eight that's draping themselves in guts. Four of them have impenetrable character shields.
I guess I just didn't feel like Deanna was a big enough death for the finale.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't enough of the group. She hadn't been part of this group for weeks.
Like, it happened in the first couple minutes of the show. Like, we knew she was bit going into the first commercial break, I think. Maybe the second. Like, in the first third, anyway. So, it was like, that was a done deal. She's going to die.
Sure.
She didn't really go out in a particularly big blaze of glory, again, screaming at six zombies as you're probably not even killing any of them, honestly. Maybe, you know, the way she was... shooting at the beginning of this episode, she doesn't learn her lesson to like go for the head. It felt like not a lot happened. It felt like I don't know.
I mean, she tries to impart some
wisdom. This is the last Walking Dead you're going to see for 2 months. It's not where you want to leave it, I don't think.
And I don't feel like it's kind of up to par with where the last few seasons have been as far as leaving us for the end of the season or half season.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe my opinion will change with the second watch, but I seriously doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we will have a second watch or multiple watches. We will have the full access No Holds Barred podcast on Tuesday.
There's something that she's trying to say to Michonne. Not totally sure what that is, but maybe a second watch will help on that.
Now, I just keep on thinking, like, man, what if they sure are stingy with playing out the story.
Yeah.
Like, there are... I've read the comics, and it's not been any time recently, but I do know there's some cool things that they can get to. Man, they are really spooling out the story slow, and I don't know why. I really don't.
Hmm.
Because I think there's ways to tell the story that you need to tell inexpensively if it's a budget problem, and I, you know...
See, I was hoping, like, when I saw the title of this, that they would start to finish this show. Like... Like, this is the beginning of the end for this show.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
I don't know. It's like, you know, that's the thing. Like, this show could get good at any time.
I mean, six seasons is a pretty good run for any show.
And we had 3 years of solid continuity with the Gimple regime.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, I really thought if this show is going to be something that this season and next, like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're going to have a serious conversation on the off season of next, you know, not this, you know, obviously we're going to come back and do next season. But if it's this mediocre from start to finish next half season,
sure.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help, you know, that there are real good shows on right now.
Yeah, it's too bad that the leftovers in Fargo came back. I mean, they came after Walking Dead's corners hard.
Yeah.
And run them off with baseball bats, honestly.
For sure.
All right, so anything else you want to say, or do we want to leave it there? All right.
Let's leave it there. We'll have more on Tuesday.
WatchingDead@BaldMove.com, forums.baldmove.com if you want to discuss it with our fellow fans or get your thoughts on the... It's not the air. It's not the ether. It's on the internet. It's on the podcast.
Get it into bits.
WatchingDead@baldmove.com, and we will be back Tuesday to discuss all that stuff.
Yeah, until then.
Maybe make some jokes.
I'm going to try and end this podcast.
Waka waka.
All right. See you guys later.
Hey, before we go for reals, we should tell the people a little bit about how they can support Bald Move.
Okay.
And save some time on this as this busy Christmas season. I don't know about you, but like I finished 90% of my Christmas shopping from the couch on Black Friday. Didn't go out, didn't get trampled. There was a fight that broke out at the Florence Mall?
No.
There's a brawl, a Black Friday brawl at the Florence Mall, y'all.
It wouldn't be Christmas without one.
I don't want to get out into that. I go to amazon.baldmove.com, and it takes me to Amazon, and I'm also getting a little kickback. It's Jeff Bezos would probably hate this, because I'm actually, it's like a, it's a discount over whatever. I'm already getting almost on awesome Amazon prices, but when I use it in particular, it's cheating, because...
Money's coming back to you.
And money's coming back. It's probably against the terms of service.
I mean,
honestly,
it's like you get 5% back on your credit
card.
Bezos
finds out about this, and it's done. It's done. Yeah. Oh yeah, like the whole Discovery, Amazon.
Oh man,
Bald
you're getting
Move,
flyer
Triad.
Miles. You're getting
at the least. I'm getting Diner Club miles. I'm eating Ponderosa for free.
Shit.
They probably owe me money at the end of it. But you go to amazon.baldmove.com and you get all the great features and services. Like I ordered stuff on Black Friday. I had a box. It's Sunday.
Holy crap.
These people are shipping stuff on Sunday. I feel terrible for them, but it's a business. They're doing it of their own free will, presumably. There's no slavery involved.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Christmas stuff. I could have wrapped that, put it under the tree tonight. That's crazy. That's crazy convenient. And the thing is it doesn't cost you any money to do it the Bald Move way, the Bald Move back door at amazon.baldmove.com. It's free money sent to us just for us reminding you to shop on Amazon. It's pretty great. We get like a third of our revenue from it. So if you don't want to commit to the club, but you're like, oh man, how can I help these guys succeed? Amazon.baldmove.com will fix you up. And if you're international, don't forget, you can go to support.baldmove.com and find your international affiliate store as well. Because we got all y'all covered. Most of y'all. It's not everywhere.
You're wavering. You're wavering in your resolve.
Some countries don't have affiliate programs yet.
Do I have to worry about what county I'm in?
You should storm your parliament or local equivalent and demand a local Amazon affiliate just for Bald Move if you've been left out of the country conversation, honestly.
I agree.
Now we're done.